reconvene the October 9, 2012 City of Daytona Beach Special Magistrate Proceedings. At the outset, I've reviewed and approved the minutes of September 11, 2012 and have executed them. Are there any announcements to be made before we start with this morning's proceedings?
No, Mr. Mayor.
Very good. Well, all those representatives for the City of Daytona Beach will be testifying this morning. Please come forward and be sworn. Okay, the first case we have on our agenda is the O'Neill Family W&H LP and John Birch.
John Birch.
Okay, as I recall where we left off, we continued the case until October 9 meeting regarding status of the permit. Further, regarding the status of the permit. All right. So, what's the status of our permit? We have a floor plan.
Got the floor plan. The survey haven't. He's got to come out, the surveyor, and that will be. We should be submitting this week. Hope if I. And the trash that you see, I've been studying cleaning out the, I think you had a picture of some trash. All that trash coming out of that house. That house was totally hid, all that stuff, but that's my boat. But I think you have a picture of trash. I've got, the city came by, so they told me to get the rest of it out. They told me they're going to charge me like $250, probably going to be like $350 to get it out. So I told them to give me to next week. He came by. All of that's not there now. I done boarded up everything now. The whole house boarded up. They don't need to show that one. I told you I was going to board it up. The whole house was boarded up.
Trash from yesterday.
Trash. They came out last Thursday. The trash guy came out. I mean, the guy from the city came out. Left me his card. And I said, he came inside and seen I got that last little bit in that back room. It's totally. So he told me to just bring everything out. He told me it was going to be like $250 for that when he had it. He took a picture. So,
Doesn't that photo say October 8th?
That's yesterday, sir.
Yeah.
Okay. Yesterday morning.
Right. I was going to bring the rest of the trash out. He's going to get it all by next week. He wanted to get it last week. I told him, no, let me bring everything out. That'll be everything out of the house. If you look at it, that's no construction debris. That's trash. That's the stuff coming out of that house. That house was totally. And that's all you're talking about, pulling the roof down.
Okay. Let's say the city.
Good morning, Mr. Fekelja. According to the building department, I have a list here of the things that need to be corrected in order for him to obtain the permit. And I will definitely provide you with this.
Has this been given to Mr. Birch?
He should have.
No, sir. I have nothing to give to Mr. Birch.
That information should have been communicated to Mr. Birch by the building department.
Okay. Well,
it's not been communicated. This is my first time hearing anything about a new paper.
It's not new.
Well, I mean, quite frankly, it looks to me like it kind of states the obvious from what we can see of the structure. The entire roof system appears to be beyond repair. More than 50% of the floor system appears to be beyond repair. Goes on to talk about the signed and sealed architectural and structural plans you'll need.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to show how the roof system and the floor system have been remediated. You're going to need an engineer to certify that all of this stuff is going to pass muster. I mean, talks about the kind of stuff you could expect to need when you're basically starting from scratch, which is what you're doing.
Oh, yeah, that's what we're doing. We're doing a whole set of steel plans.
Again, all I'm trying to do is forewarn you of the task you've decided to take on as we've gone about this process. So anyway, that's
I understand you. That's all.
Very good. Very good. Yes. All right, so I guess, so what is my status report with regard to the permit? Long way to go?
No.
Okay.
No, don't do that to me.
I understand your perspective.
In code enforcement's opinion, there's no telling how long it's going to take for him to accomplish all of those things in order to obtain the permit before he can even begin work on that property.
We've cautioned him time and time again as to the Herculean nature of the task he's taken on. He's chosen to take it on.
Yes, sir. City, so, the city the would. I'm sorry.
Okay. So, how long would you expect? How much time should I consider giving Mr. Birch to have his permit in hand? Given what you're showing me, just tell me how long it should take. I mean, if it's undoable, it's undoable. We'll let Mr. Birch do it as. Do it his best.
But at this point, we're letting him give it his best. I say the next cutoff, if he doesn't have it by then, a fine certain.
If he doesn't have it by then?
If he doesn't have it by then, a fine certain.
Okay.
Let's do one better, Judge. I'll be done submitting my plans by next cutoff. A set of sealed plans by next cutoff. I have a set of sealed plans submitted to
No.
Because the city could take 2 months, so why should I be fined for how long the city takes to approve?
If you think there's foot dragging by the city, I'll hear you out. But right now, the next step in the process, and this is going to have to eventually draw to a close. We can't do this indefinitely. But where we left off was we were giving you more and more and more time to get the permit. We told you from the outset. I mean, to be honest with you, I don't know whether you'll ever succeed in getting the permit, given the severity of the work, the damage to this structure, and the work that has to be done. I mean, quite frankly, you might have been better off bulldozing the thing and starting over. It'd probably take less time than what you're trying to do. But that's your business. If you want to go for it, that's your prerogative. All I'm saying is that at the same time, it's going to be business as usual. We've given a lot of time to get the permit, so you're telling me you ought to have the permit by the next cutoff.
Yes, sir.
Okay, now the city is proposing that you ought to be able to have your permit in hand if you're ever going to get one. And I'm not trying to be negative, I'm just suggesting to you that there's a long way to go because I keep cautioning you about where you're spending your money, but then again, that's, once again, your business. But the next cutoff is November 7th. So the question to you is whether or not you should have everything you need to have submitted to the city in time for them to have reasonably issued you a permit.
I will have everything I need.
Okay.
Submitted.
And if that permit isn't in hand by November 7, 2012, and you can convince me that the city's foot dragging or doing whatever, then I'll consider additional time. But the task here then is I will go ahead and order. The current posture of the case is here for imposition of a fine. All right, well, I'm going to continue any consideration of a fine for the time being to the next meeting, and I'm giving the respondent until November 7, 2012 to obtain his building permit. So either way, we will be discussing this again at the meeting on November 13th. Hopefully you will have submitted everything you need for a permit well before then. City is obviously going to require some time. And if you don't have your permit in hand and you've done everything you can do, then we'll turn our attention to when the city will be expected to have your permit.
Mr. McCullough, can we get some clarification? Are you saying that you're amending the cutoff or are you going to leave the cutoff as far as for fine purposes today and just continue it to November 7th for compliance as a continuance, or are you actually amending the cutoff?
Well, we've already, he's obviously been in noncompliance. We obviously have preceding orders to come into compliance. We have affidavits of noncompliance. The matter's here before us for imposition of a fine. We have continued the matter any number of times. As Mr. Birch has tried to salvage this project, I don't foresee me retroactively fining him, I can tell you that.
If your intent is to allow him to submit, I think it might be easier to just amend the cutoff date and allow him to submit.
All right. Then I will, then let's go ahead and do that. I will amend my current order of noncompliance, but I'm not requiring him to come into compliance. Well, yes, I will. Once he gets a permit, he's in compliance, isn't he?
Amen. Come on.
He'll be in compliance for the requirement for the permit.
Yes. Which
only at this particular time, yes.
All right, I will amend our current order of noncompliance to allow the respondent until November 7, 2012 to come into compliance or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Okay. If you don't have this already, you can have mine.
The votes are paid.
Good luck. Case number two, Ark of Daytona LLC. I'm here for the respondent. If not, we'll say the city.
Good morning. My name is John Stinson, Code Enforcement Inspector, employed with the City of Daytona Beach. My credentials are on file with the city. This is case number SMG 101266, City of Daytona Beach versus ARC of Daytona LLC, registered agent Wright Michael C. Property address is 769 Alabama Street, Daytona Beach, Florida. Parcel ID is 523-838-003260. The violations that we're discussing today are going to be the dumpster enclosure, outside storage of junk and debris, junk vehicle, dilapidated roof and exterior surfaces. As you can tell by all the photographs, this white van has an expired tag of 312. It's illegally parked. My last time on the property was yesterday morning. All of the violations still exist. The only change, there was something put in front of the dumpsters. I wouldn't really refer to that as an enclosure at this time. The purpose of the enclosure is so you don't see the garbage. And what he did there is not achieving that. So, right now, non-compliance, next cutoff.
Based on our inspector's report, I find the respondent to be in non-compliance and order the respondent to come into compliance by November 7, 2012 or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Case number three, Elmer L. and Sarah A. Flannery. Gentlemen, if you would please give your names and be sworn.
Elmer L. Flannery, Jr. Your name? You got to tell them your name.
Elmer L. Flannery, sir. I'm sorry, I'm a little bit hard hearing.
It's all right.
Can you raise your right hand, please? Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do. That's my honor.
Thank you.
Okay. Mr. and Mr. Flannery, you agree this violation existed or occurred as stated in the notice of violation?
What do you mean by that?
Now, you acknowledge that you had a roof damage there that's in need of repair?
There is no roof damage.
There's no roof damage there, sir.
We had hung a 2x4 to the building. My father had his knee replaced. I went in, had all of his area rugs cleaned. I put a 2x4 against the side of the house and ran a line to that tree to hang his aerial rugs out. I didn't take the 2x4 down. 2x4 is not there. There's no roof damage to the house at all.
Okay.
None whatsoever.
All right. What say the city?
Good morning. This is case number SMG101267, City of Daytona Beach versus Flannery, Elmer L., and Sarah A. Property address is 1356 Continental Drive, Daytona Beach, Florida. Parcel ID is 521107000150. Violations were dilapidated roof. As of yesterday morning, the board has been removed from the roof. It's not really a clear purpose of why this board was there, other than what Mr. Flannery has told you about the rugs. Yes, the board is gone. The roof appears to be satisfactory at this time.
Okay. All right, then I will take the respondents at their word as to the purpose of the board. It sounds like the board was the probable cause, so to speak, for some concern regarding the roof. And then with that, I'll dismiss the matter. Okay.
And what else did they have on there?
The fence.
The fence. And we already talked about that. You guys squared that away.
Okay.
All right.
That's it.
Good luck to you.
Have a good day.
All righty.
Good luck, sir.
You're all set.
You're done.
Thanks. Good to go.
Mm-hmm. Appreciate it.
Case number 4, Primus Maddox.
Primus, sir.
Pardon?
Primus
Maddox.
Yes, sir.
Come on down, as they say on TV.
Thank you.
Are you
going to
be testifying, sir?
Ma'am?
Are you
going to
be testifying?
I'm assisting my father, ma'am.
Okay. Say your name
in
the microphone.
Yes, ma'am. Christopher Maddox, address 417 Fletcher, Daytona Beach, Florida.
Are you Primus, sir?
Primus Maddox.
Okay. Ma'am, are you going to testify as well?
And if I did.
You'll raise your right hand, please. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right. We have a notice of violation that indicates there is outside storage, dilapidated exterior surfaces in need of repair, and a dilapidated garage. Does the respondent agree these violations existed or occurred as stated in the notice of violation?
Yes.
Is that a yes?
Yes, sir. Yes. At one point, yes, sir.
All right. Then I find the respondent to be in noncompliance. Let's ask our inspector how much time he thinks it's going to take to bring these things into compliance. Mr. Inspector, what's your opinion in that regard?
They should be able to bring the property into compliance by the next cutoff.
The next cutoff, for y'all's information, is November 7th of 2012. Do you think you can have these matters remedied by November 7th of 2012?
Well, financial assistance is needed. My dad don't have any money, sir. I just got back from Tallahassee. I'm trying to help him. Not that we're being compliant to the rules or whatever, but at one point in June, it rained 16 days straight. The ground was saturated. I got a lot of trash out. I'm doing this by myself. I don't have the manpower to pay no one. So it's hard to say when it's going to be if there's no finance. He don't have the money for no roof or garage. I'm trying to clean up. He's not acting as a pack rat or a hoarder, but I'm trying to help my dad. I just got back from Tallahassee, so it's just, everything's in the uproar. It's just crazy. Financially, everything would have been done. No one has no money.
Yes, ma'am.
I tried to get him on the senior program for his house to be redone. And I tried to get him on that senior program that they have here in Daytona, get his house redone, but he doesn't have any home insurance, and they said that they couldn't do it. So I don't know. I called this roofing agent place where they gave me at that senior place, and they said that they would do it for free, but I never heard any more of the phone. I guess it's hard to get people to donate things now because of the economy. I don't know.
Now you got government-assisted programs, but you don't always go through.
Applying.
I've tried home screen addition, anything that assists my dad in this matter. It's just bottom line of the finance.
Mm-hmm.
It's just crazy.
Okay, what has been done on any of these things to date?
I put out a bunch of trash. They gave me like 10 to 20 days, but like I said, it rained 16 days straight in June. I thought I would check the weather and see what I can do today, but the ground stayed wet and saturated. I put so much trash in the front, the garbage company came by like in a week and picked it up. So when they removed trash, then I'm able to put more out there. But if that's not going on, I gotta wait. So it's not like I'm being non-compliant and I don't have the manpower, the strength, mind, energy to do it, but I'm trying. You know, it's just hard for everybody right now. No excuses made.
All right, so how much time do you need to take care of or get rid of the outside storage? How much of it's left?
I have a tall antenna, sir, in which the trees had entwined themselves in it, and the weight of the trees that made it fall. I need a chainsaw, which I don't have. It, so it's not much more to do, but it's just time. I can't spend another 30 days or 60 in an extended time extension, but... You know, after all that's done, still I need money to repair the roof, garage. I mean everything.
All right. I assume the roof and the garage are the two items that require the finance.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
And exterior surfaces. What is that? Is that painting, cleaning?
Yes, sir. Paint.
Painting and cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So the outside storage and the exterior surfaces sounds like. It might be time-consuming, but that's just a matter of manpower.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like the roof and the garage require finances.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes,
and Mr. Maddox continues to occupy the house? He lives there.
Yes, sir. I'm there with him. He won't be alone. He's up to age now.
Okay.
And he's had 4 surgeries this year, too. His mind is not too good.
All right. Do we have any immediate life safety issues here?
No, sir.
Okay. All right. Well,
excuse me, interrupt, sir. Are there any assistance in programs where we can get some?
I have no idea.
Hmm.
It would be what you're pursuing, which is, if you're asking the question, does the city have it? I think that's what you've been pursuing through the
senior program.
And the rehabilitation programs that they have.
I mean, at one point at the paperwork, when you brought it to me, at the bottom it said, hey, need assistant call, and I called, and they sent the city out to come with the tracking and pull out so much trash, but... That's about the only assistance I've gotten. I appreciate it.
I think that's pretty much. I think you've pursued the limits of that the city has available. Maybe just making sure you follow up with them, see if something opens up. The new budget season just changed. Maybe there's money that wasn't there before.
Right.
I don't know when you asked last, but you didn't ask follow up.
Why is it they want to put him on the senior program because he doesn't have homeowner's insurance?
You have to talk to them. I believe that's part of the necessary policy that requires that you pass homeowners insurance, but that's something you have to talk to them.
They discontinued the homeowners insurance, and he didn't. You know they're not going to put it on any insurance now. Not in any way. So I don't know.
All right. Well, unfortunately, my task is to get this from where it is to where it needs to be. So let's do this. As far as the outside storage and the exterior surfaces, I want those in compliance by December 5 of 2012.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And then we will continue until December 11 of 2012, further discussion regarding what your progress is with regard to the roof and the garage.
Mm-hmm.
So the intent here is to give you 2 months to get into compliance, those aspects that you can get into compliance.
Mm-hmm.
that being the storage and the exterior surfaces, and also to give you 2 months to go learn whatever you need to learn about whatever other assistance is out there that might be able to help you. And then you're going to report back to me on December 11th of 2012, hopefully that you've lined something up, but if not, at least what you've learned, so that we can start talking intelligently about when we can start forecasting your being able to attend to these other issues.
All right, thank you.
Okay?
Good display, sir.
All right. So, by November 5 of 2012, the outside storage and the exterior surfaces are... By December 5, 2012, the outside storage and the exterior surfaces are to be brought into compliance. And then we will continue the balance of these matters until the December 11, 2012 meeting for a progress report with regard to the roof and the garage. And if you have any question regarding what's entailed in either the outside storage or the exterior surfaces, ask your inspector. Okay? Good luck to you.
All right, thank you.
Okay. Appreciate you putting up with us.
Appreciate the effort.
Thank you.
Case number 5, Johnny McDonald.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Can you
say your name, please?
Can you say your name on the microphone? Johnny McDonald. Okay. Can you
solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Okay, Mr. McDonald, do you acknowledge that you got a dead tree on your property that needs to be attended to?
Yes, sir.
All right, I find the respondent in non-compliance. Mr. Inspector, how long should it take to come into compliance?
The December cutoff. He's also having some financial issues with removing the tree. I believe he's got 2 or 3 estimates already to have it removed, and he's just waiting on financial assistance and the best price, I guess.
All right, Mr. McDonald, our inspector suggests I should give you till November 5 to allow you some time to figure out the best way to get this thing down. How does that sound to you?
That sounds good. See, this tree is a huge tree. See?
I can see.
Yes, it's limb, and the tree do, it needs cutting down. But see, I got insurance on that tree. You know what I mean? I got insurance on my tree. But the insurance company tells me that they won't do nothing until the tree do some damage. So if the tree doesn't do anything, then they'll take it down if it just hurt anything. But see, they waiting on the tree to hurt something. But the tree needs coming down before it hurts something. But if they get the tree cut down, you know, I was going to talk with y'all about this. If I could get the tree trimmed, because the limbs on top of that, the limbs on that tree is that big around, way up there. That's a huge tree. They're going to have a hard time getting it cut down to the root part, which is about 20 feet up. If they could just trim all that top part, because the top part of that thing around, he got to try to find a machine. He rented a machine to handle that stuff. If I get that thing like that, see, and the tree won't do no damage, the lady living next to her, she thinks the tree won't mess up some of her stuff. But the tree can't do nothing if I trim it down and leave the stud up. You know, have all the limbs off and just leave the stud up. You see. Then don't care how the wind come by, the wind ain't gonna blow that stud down. Cause see, the insurance company, what they're telling me, they won't do nothing until the tree do some damage. So if they let the tree sit there, well, maybe the limb might fall. Well, I'm gonna take the limb and move it out, so nothing might fall, and it keep on until it gets the tree down. Hopefully, you don't have to do nothing for the insurance. But they said anything that tree do, they will pay for it. If that tree fall, they will pay for it. Don't care if it's whatever it damages. They'll pay for it. but I can't get nobody to help me. See, I give, and I'm just living on a fishing farm now, but I do good work too, you know, getting myself a little work. But see, it's not enough to, I just can't pay what it costs, because I made it go by $5,000 to get that tree.
Alright. Well, we're going to give you till December 5 of 2012 to figure it out. Alright?
Well, how if I have it by then? Because it's going to cost me any kind of way I do it. If I have it cut the top out, see, by then, and then we'll see how can we work from there. Because we done already started on it. It couldn't. Supposed to be there not done. So, see, I give them that money, which is the money that's supposed to help me to live this month, see, because I live on a fixed income. Like I said, I do get out and work a little bit of necessity, because that fixed income is hard to do it.
All right, well, talk to the city, and you can ask them about what, if any, assistance may be available. I don't know. It doesn't surprise me that the insurance company wouldn't step in. I think they like being sued once catastrophe happens. But in any event, and then the other thing is that you also need to talk to the city about what it takes to come into compliance as far as how much of that tree needs to come down. I'm sure the city's going to tell you they want all of it down. But in any event, you need to talk to them about what needs to be done. Okay? All right, I'm going to order the respondent to come into compliance by December 5, 2012, or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. All right, start talking to some folks and try to figure out how you can get some help to get this thing down.
Okay, because I bring that tree back one of the
biggest
trees in Daytona.
And make sure you don't have anybody but an expert dealing with that tree. Don't just throw a few bucks at some fly-by-night outfit that's going to end up, and then you end up getting sued big time.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay. All right, good luck to you.
Okay. So that's until
December 5th.
December 5th. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thanks.
You have a good?
I don't have it all the way down.
Give me a call.
Okay.
Okay.
You need to call your inspector, no matter what you do or don't do, call your inspector before December 5th so he knows what's
right.
going on.
Right.
All right.
All right. Good luck to you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, do we have any miscellaneous business to be brought before the special magistrate? Okay, if not...
Okay.